Hey guys, I'm Christina and this is your Daily Nerd Devo. A scythe is a very unique item. Much like how Odin describes Mjolnir and Thor, it can be used both as a farming tool and as a weapon. It can be used to build a society or destroy one. And if any of you are wondering what the heck the board game Scythe was all about, that's the two-sentence description. We've had this game on our shelf for months, and I have never gotten to fully play it until a few weeks ago when we visited my parents and took it with. As I've said before, my dad is very into gaming, so he, my husband, my son, and I all sat down one evening to play. It was a blast, and I actually almost won, but about two turns before the end, I realized that this time it was not to be. There are multiple paths to victory and multiple ways to play the game based on what character you play, so it's very, very easy to get swept up in the complexity of it all. I had been romanced by all of the choices I had and was determined to not prematurely close off paths that I might have needed as the game evolved. But there at the end, I realized that my desire to be flexible had gotten in the way of my ability to focus. And while I had made steady progress on several tracks, I didn't have enough points where it counted in the end. Now, there's nothing wrong with being flexible in this game. It can actually be a benefit. Both my son and my father made the exact opposite mistake by focusing too hard on certain goals and missing opportunities for easy gains as a result. But Scythe requires you to meditate on both the tool and the weapon, and demands nothing less than finding the balance point between focus and flexibility to truly succeed, which, incidentally, is what Christ demands from all of us. In Matthew 12:11-12, Jesus, in the middle of one of his many confrontations with the Pharisees, says, "If any of you has a sheep and it falls into a pit on the Sabbath, will you not take hold of it and lift it out? How much more valuable is a person than a sheep? Therefore, it is lawful to do good on the Sabbath." The Pharisees, along with many Jewish people of the time, believed wholeheartedly that their savior, the Messiah, would be a warrior, a man of the sword, someone who would swoop in to save them from external oppressors and judge those who weren't obeying the law to the letter. This is what gave the Pharisees their power. But then Jesus came along and was something completely different. He was no warrior, born to humble beginnings, and more intent on the spirit of the law than the letter. Intent on saving his people, of course, but not from external oppressors. He knew the harm their extreme zeal and focus was causing both in the world and in their relationship with God, and was there to save them from themselves. He was there to demand they find a new balance point, one that focused equally on the spirit and the letter of the law. A place between the weapon they had imagined he would be and a tool for building a society, a community, a family. So if you find yourself in a rut with your walk with Christ and are at all into board games, might I suggest a game like Scythe? It may seem counterintuitive, but if you let it, it can help you see where you are off balance, and possibly how to correct it. That's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more Nerdy Devos every weekday, hit the subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also come hang out with us on our Facebook group, The Nerd of God Squad. I'm Christina for the Daily Nerd Devo, and until next time, remember, you are a vital piece of the puzzle God made. Take care.